This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. You can click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We are right there.
Still looking for today. Dude.
Coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose.
Latino and Anglo-Saxon.
So, good morning, first of all, guys.
Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello, Key.
I think, you know, on this show, guys, we talk about
Why'd you give me the country club wave, Key?
Hey. I just said hi. You know?
Saying hi in a non-threatening way, Jay. We talk about a lot of stuff people don't want to touch on this show. And that we ask the kind of questions that no one has asked before. So let me be the first now in the media to finally ask the question. Okay? That no one else will touch. You ready?
Ready.
Is it Super Bowl or bust for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets?
Key, take it away.
Yes, we're going to go.
Yeah, Super Bowl or bust. They're not. What are they doing
laugh.
It to?
It was good.
But they're bringing in Aaron Rodgers to beat the Pats? I'm like, come on. Of course it's a Super Bowl or bust. Why would you go get Aaron Rodgers? There were other quarterback options out there if you just wanted to just hang out and make a playoff appearance. They're doing this when it gets done to make a run at the Super Bowl over the next 2 years. In each year that he's on the team, it's going to be Super Bowl or bust because he's good and the young players are only going to get better. And the expectations are we need a quarterback. And if we had a quarterback, we can make the playoffs. If we have Aaron Rodgers, we can go to the Super Bowl. So you damn Skippy. It's boom or bust.
All this talk when Dan Orlovsky comes on, I'm like, oh, I think they reached the AFC Championship game. That should be enough for your – No, you can leave me with that. Mm-hmm. Like how many times have we talked about Aaron Rodgers getting to the NFC Championship game and then not finding a way to get over the hump? You're telling me the narrative wouldn't be even more considering you're not sure whether this guy is going to play for a year or 2 years. And he's going to take some more time to go back into darkness to figure out what he wants to do the following year. That if he doesn't win a chip this year, even if they get to the AFC Championship, everybody's going to be like, you know what? Good job, Aaron. You got them to the AFC Championship. No, you want to win a championship, man.
Yeah, Jay.
That's why you make this move.
In football and in basketball, or even in baseball, when they acquire guys like Aaron Rodgers, Justin Verlander, Kevin Durant, that's to win championships. That's not to play in a playoff game and win a division. That's not what that's about.
Yeah, that's why I say
because
you
I can go get any shooter to win a division, or I could go get any ace to win the division, but I'm going and getting the best dudes that money can buy that's available so I can win a championship. When you acquire somebody like this, it's to win a championship.
So I have an answer to this question, but before I give you my answer, I want to play Dan Orlovsky from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on Monday.
I don't think so. I think it's divisional round or bust. You know, you're having a conversation in regards to that. You got to get to the divisional round. One, this offseason for the New York Jets has been tremendous. And I know it still has to happen, but they got a guy that can win you a Super Bowl. Like, if we fast forward 10 months from now or whatever it is, and the Jets losing the divisional round to the Kansas City Chiefs, and Patrick has a game-winning fourth-quarter drive, I don't sit back and go, man, I bet you the Jets regret that move.
See, I think it is Super Bowl or bust, but not for the Jets. Because the Jets are going to show the fan base we're doing everything in our power to win the Super Bowl. We got this defense stacked with young talent. We got these skills position players developing. And when it came time to get over the top, we tried to do it the right way, draft and develop two different quarterbacks with top picks. You know, top three picks in within a couple of years of each other. We couldn't do it, so we went out and got Aaron Rodgers. Jets are doing everything. Key, they got to make the playoffs. And if they don't win a playoff game, it's not good.
They can make the playoffs with Zach Wilson,
but,
man.
But okay. But I'm talking about
they can make the playoffs with Zach Wilson.
If the Jets miss,
they can make the playoffs with Zach Wilson.
If the Jets, I don't think they can.
So much money on that.
But hold on. I want to finish this point. I want to finish this point before we get. I agree with Jay. Jay, I agree with you, but I want to finish the point. So if you miss the playoffs, a disaster. You win a playoff game, man, it's like a push. You win a couple playoff games, the Jets did everything they could. But key, Jay, for Aaron Rodgers, to me, it's Super Bowl or bust because he got to go to a team that was ready to win. He is, until Patrick Mahomes came along, pretty much usually regarded as the most talented guy who ever lived. He went to one Super Bowl in his career. Then he follows Brett Favre to the place that Brett Favre went. When Brett Favre, at least in Green Bay, went to two Super Bowls. Ooh. And got back to a title game in Minnesota, right? Like, Rodgers has got to win another Super Bowl, it seems to me. It is Super Bowl or bust for him. For the Jets, I would say it's deep playoff run or bust.
No, it's Super Bowl bust. And Jay, you do know they almost made the playoffs with Zach Wilson last year.
No, that was Mike White. Mike White came back and played significant minutes. It wasn't all Zach Wilson.
No, I didn't say it was all. I'm just saying they almost made it.
No, don't try to make it sound absolute like it was only Zach Wilson.
I ain't saying it's because of him. I'm just saying they not paying this dude and bringing this dude in to make the playoffs. They're bringing him in to go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. That is the reason Aaron Rodgers is out there and waiting for the Green Bay Packers to trade him to the Jets, and the Jets are willing to make this move. And Aaron Rodgers, as far as Aaron Rodgers goes, of course, he needs a Super Bowl. Of course. There's no question about it. But if you're acquiring him to the New York Jets, it's to win the Super Bowl.
But here's the point about Zach Wilson. They did go Zach Wilson started 9 games. They went 5-4 in those games. So, yeah. Key, you're not wrong. It's possible that they could win a playoff game.
I'm being facetious and joking around.
But it's possible.
But I'm just saying, you can line anybody up, essentially, is what I'm saying. They can line anybody up at the quarterback and make the playoffs. That's not their goal. Their goal is to go to the Super Bowl.
If you can trot Zach Wilson out and go 5-4.
Max up, Jay.
If you can trot Zach Wilson up and go 5-4.
That's what I'm saying.
If he makes a little improvement, you can go 6-3. If you can do that, you can maybe make it.
That's what I'm saying. I get it. That's basically what I'm saying.
So when you're that loaded, you add Aaron Rodgers. I hear you, Keith. Go win the Super Bowl. What are you doing this for? But I think if you get an old quarterback and you have one, maybe two bites at the apple, people recognize you might not win one, even if you make a deep run.
Here's what I'm going to say.
What are we all arguing right now?
We're not arguing. We're just having a conversation.
But I think we all agree, right? We were all saying it's Super Bowl.
No, Max
or bust.
I'm saying for Rodgers, yes, for the Jets.
Max is saying for Rodgers. I'm saying for the Jets.
But Aaron Rodgers is the Jets.
Two different things.
But look, though, Max. You called him old.
Yeah.
You know he's old in age, but his ability is nowhere near old. His ability, Aaron Rodgers' ability, is nowhere near old. Aaron Rodgers could play another 4 years if he wasn't acting so crazy all the time.
Now, if he does play four, that's what I think it depends on for the Jets. If you get one bite at the apple, as Dan said, you might lose to Patrick Mahomes in the title game. He plays out of his mind. It happens, right? But if Aaron Rodgers, 1 or 2 years, you don't win a Super Bowl, but you make playoff runs, I think Jets fans would be like, we had a good little
run. That's not what we got him. If he plays three or four years at a high level, then it changes.
But Max, when's the last time the Jets have had a significant chance of winning a Super Bowl? You're a football.
15 years, give or take, right? Mark Sanchez.
Okay, so you're telling me that.
Yeah, but those teams were playoff championship, AFC championship.
They weren't going to win the Super Bowl.
So if the Jets have had this drought for as long as they've had, and now you add Aaron Rodgers to this young core.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be thirsty.
Like,
sure.
It's your best shot as a Jets fan to win the Super Bowl. So why? It can't
Whenever
just be
his
just
Jet
for Aaron
tenure
Rodgers.
Is over,
it's for everybody.
But I'll tell
Whenever
you.
Whenever his 10 years over as a Jet, though, and he don't win a Super Bowl, it'll be a different conversation.
They're only
bringing him in to win a Super Bowl.
In the context,
whether it's this year or at 4 years from now, he's got to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I hear you. But what I'm saying, the difference is, as a fan, right? Your team with Rodgers, that's one shot you got. And you realize no matter how good you are, man, there's a lot of good teams, right? You might not win the Super Bowl in any good year, in any given year, no matter how good you are, right? Takes maybe a couple shots. But Rodgers has already had a whole career of being really good. He's already been on a lot of excellent teams.
But this is a different
for him,
team,
the stakes
though.
Are different than for the Jets.
Yeah, that's fine. The stakes are different, but the goal for both teams is to win a Super Bowl.
Well, of course,
there might be
both
stakes
the
different
individual
for legacy.
And the
right?
individual goal, the individual goal is to win a Super Bowl for Aaron Rodgers, but the team goal is to win a Super Bowl. That's why they went out and acquired him.
Okay,
they have
Max
to win
is
a
talking
Super Bowl.
About legacy, like the overall legacy. I think is
well,
different.
It would be important for Aaron Rodgers to win another Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying.
No matter where he wanted that.
Look, let's say he went to the Giants, or let's say I'm a Jets fan. Okay, I'm thinking, man, we got a good shot with Aaron Rodgers this year. But really what I'm thinking, but even if we don't do it, let me see how he plays in the playoffs. If he plays well, if the team plays well, we get knocked out by a better team. We weren't even in the playoffs last year. Okay, we won a couple playoff games. That's good. I hope we get 2 or 3 years of him. My expectations for a championship change if you give me 2, 3, 4 years than if he's a one-and-done type dude.
Yeah, but that's my you don't know
but
what
But you
he
don't
is.
Even know if he's one-and-done. Max, you don't even know if he's one-and-done. How are you ever going to know that?
Because right.
he'll tell you one thing and do
saying.
Something different.
That's why it has to be Super Bowl or bust. You got to get one. Because he may go back into darkness and may say, I want to retire.
There's a good chance. By the way, that's why if you ask me, and I'm the Jets, I'm making a run at Lamar Jackson. Because I feel like I'm going to get a bunch of bites at the apple.
I agree.
Is it Super Bowl or bust for Rodgers and the Jets? By the way, what about other teams like Josh Allen and Sean McDermott? See, now at this point for the Bills, I feel that way. Because they've had a bunch of runs. They've had – now you've been together at a very high level for 2, 3 years. For me as a fan, I'm like, no. You got to get it done now. Dak and Mike McCarthy.
Not yet.
Well, Dak and Mike McCarthy, yes.
Not yet.
What do you mean for Mike McCarthy?
Not yet. One more year for them.
For the Cowboys?
One more year before it becomes this is – they got to go. One more year.
So what do they have to do this year?
You're saying now that Kellen Moore is gone and Mike McCarthy has said, I am taking on play calling responsibilities and we are going to be a run first team and you have Dak Prescott, you added additional wide receiving pieces, you have a DC who's been waiting to be a head coach for how many years now, who's been offered from so many different franchises, but Jerry has kept them there. You're saying you're going to give them, if they don't do it this year, you're going to give them another year?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't. The problem with fans and sports people is everything's got to be instant gratification. It's got to be microwave. They don't want to turn on the oven and put it on bake at 450 or 375. They want to just go to the microwave and put it in and push 200 and hopefully it come out the way it doesn't know, man.
Key, you're going to let Dan Quinn walk? If you're Dan Quinn, you're like, you know what? I've been here for X amount of years.
Dan Quinn has to be able to get the jobs first. Well, he's got to be able to want to hire him.
Well, I want Key to answer
this
question.
Dan Quinn. Are you kidding me?
Key, I want you to answer this question coming up in the next segment.
Yes.
If they don't have to win a Super Bowl now, but I think we were all on the same page, if memory serves, that last year, I'm talking about the Cowboys, that last year they had to win a couple of playoff games, right? So is it the same standard for them as it was last year, even though they failed to do what the standard was set for them last year? I want to know from you coming up, and you can weigh in too, 888-SAY-ESPN. By the way, was Cam Newton throwing at the Auburn Pro Day hot news or not news?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Kimberly A. Martin here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. ESPN NFL reporter with us.
I'm really, like, trying to keep it in. Max is trying to, like, set it up, but I'm like.
Hot news or not news brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Kimberly, I ended the last segment by asking Key a question I'd love for him to answer now quickly.
Yes.
Key?
Max never hears the beat.
No, and he just.
I have a lot of things to do. Wait a minute. I have a lot of things to do. If we start talking about the beat for a minute, that's it. We're done.
We have this issue on the show. We'll come out at the top of the show, 6, 7, 8, and 9, right? And Key and I just want to rap for a second. Just kick it. Max is like, I just want to get Aaron Rodgers.
There's too many people on the show, too many things to do, too many topics to cover. Right. Can't spend 10 minutes messing around with y'all. All right, listen. Key, you said that it's not Super Bowl or bust for the Cowboys last year, but then now you're saying it again this year, but you had certain standards that they didn't hit last year. Are they back to those standards for this year? Do they have to do better this year? What?
I know it's the Cowboys. I know it's Dak Prescott, and I know how y'all feel about Mike McCarthy. But Jerry Jones, like I told y'all last year, Jerry Jones is not going to fire Mike McCarthy right now. They got a good football team.
Nobody said right now. We're saying this year.
They got a, right now. They got a good football team, and as long as they're headed in the right direction, you don't all of a sudden just blow the thing up. You cannot do that. You have to stay the course until you don't stay the course
what
anymore.
Is the course?
Kimberly A. Martin, is that hot news or not news that Key won't answer this question directly?
I mean, Key talk all that junk. And now
what did I do now?
You didn't answer the question.
When posed the question, he doing all this tap dancing.
Like, would you answer the question? Called you Gregory Hines.
How am I tap dancing? I don't think he's going anywhere. I think you stay the course. Let's see where it goes. And in 2024, the stove is scorching hot.
Does Mike McCarthy have to get to the Super Bowl this year for him to keep his job, Key?
I think he needs to make more better improvement than a year ago. How about that? Mm-hmm.
More improvement than a year ago.
Thanks, Key. Thanks for that.
Kimberly A. Martin. Cam Newton throws at the Auburn Pro Day. Is that hot news or not news?
No, it's not news. Based off of my conversations with NFL people, I had a source tell me, like a scout tell me, like, yeah, most people felt like it was kind of ordinary. He didn't blow you away. But also, I thought this quote from an exec basically summed it up perfectly. It's like, if you have to be at your college pro day, that pretty much sums it up as far as where your career is. And from what I've gathered, nobody in the NFL really is excited about Cam. Like, and here's the big thing. Cam is sort of positioning himself as, I can't get a chance. There's these 32 randoms out there. What about me? I've been told he would have a job if he would accept being a backup.
Mm.
And he has literally said, I don't want to be a backup. So why Cam's not on a roster, teams will say, well, if he would be willing to be a backup, he would be.
Yeah, it's not news. It's not news to me. I know he can still play football like Cam is saying. I'm not going to start you. I'm going to sign you and bring you in, and I'm going to put you behind whoever it is, and your opportunity will come if something goes wrong. But I'm certainly not going to sign Cam as a starting quarterback right now. I mean, do I think eventually he could become a starter again in the National Football League? Absolutely. Because there aren't 32 quarterbacks. If he was hitting on all cylinders, better than him. If he was hitting on all cylinders, you cannot tell me it is. I watch some of these dudes.
Yeah, it's not news to me. As my old vet used to say to me all the time, Jay, sometimes you got to get in where you fit in.
Yep.
But it's the willingness to get in where you do fit in.
Right.
And we talked about this yesterday, Max, the ego and the brand of Cam. Sometimes you're like, yo, man, like, go be a backup with the Baltimore Ravens. Like, that scheme-wise, it seems like it fits. You just have to accept that.
That's so right, Jay. I think it is hot news for that reason, though, and I'll tell you why. Like, when Kaepernick was first going through it, I reserved judgment until I found out what is it he's looking for. Because if he's insisting on being a starter, then, oh, you'll just take any job? You'll just be a backup? Oh, come on now. This is ridiculous. Of course he's being drummed out of the league because he's one of the 64 best. Carmelo Anthony was slow to recognize how the league had changed and how his role had changed. So was Russell Westbrook. And it hurt both of them. They should have been out in front of that. Mm-hmm. And it would, as Vince Carter was, he had a 20-year career, right? So I think it's hot news. The news is what you just said, Kimberly. The man is looking for a starting job. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why he doesn't have one.
Right.
Mel Kiper Jr. has C.J. Stroud as number one on his latest mock draft. Hot news or not news, Kimberly?
It's hot news only because it's the draft, and anything with quarterbacks is huge. You know, a lot of the questions, you know, that I've posed to NFL GMs and execs has been, well, what do you think of C.J. Stroud? What Bryce Young and his size, and a lot of people have praised C.J. Stroud and made a point of saying, I don't like C.J. Stroud more than Bryce Young because he's taller, like, than Bryce Young. It's him in his own right is a good player. I think this guy has pro-ready skills. I think he's accurate. I love the way he plays. So I think a lot of the conversation has now shifted from Bryce Young and his size. Could that mean that C.J. Stroud moves up? Well, no. People are literally saying C.J. Stroud projects out to be a really good quarterback.
Yeah, it's hot news because this is totally different for Mel than several weeks ago, where prior to the combine, it was Bryce Young, Bryce Young, Bryce Young, Bryce Young. Now, all of a sudden, you see C.J. Stroud, and as time goes on, as you know, Kim, people start rising, people start dropping. And the interesting thing is I watched Bryce Young about three games yesterday of Bryce Young on tape just to be able to see. Man, if I somehow could rubber band him and just, you know, it's just like, dude is good, but it's just something about the size.
Yeah, this is hot news to me because I've been saying for the longest time, like, why isn't C.J. Stroud higher on draft boards? Because that game against Georgia, like, to me, like, that's his potential. Like, that's who he can become more of, that player. Threw for four touchdowns, rushed for 35 yards. He just showed a different ability, and to me, that stands above everybody else.
Let me tell you why I think it is hot news. I think the hesitancy at first with C.J. Stroud is, do you look at the guy and think he can be one of the very best quarterbacks in the NFL? Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, I think a lot of people don't. They think, oh, he could be good. But if you don't, why are you spending the number one overall pick? Bryce Young, they think maybe if only, and they start wish casting, right? Like, if you were bigger, but he's not. The guy to me with the upside to be that dude is Richardson. He's at least, he's farther away, but if everything pans out, at least you go, yeah, that guy could be a whole lot.
Yeah, if everything pans out. Yeah, yeah. But here's the thing with Bryce Young. Short people unite. Because unfortunately, what Jay, you're saying is he literally would be the unanimous pick if he were 6'2". Like,
and
if he were
bigger, boned, close. Bigger boned.
Bigger. Like, that's what they talk about. It's yes. If he were walking around like Jay.
Yeah, like
Williams,
6 feet, obviously, a half inch, that'd be perfect.
Obviously. Yeah. But they worry about
size,
it's his frame and durability, not necessarily just the height. Right. And that's what makes me frustrated for Bryce Young, because he literally, you put him, watch him on tape, there are no questions about performance.
Right. Man, he got some stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I watched him against Tennessee yesterday.
He's coming around on Bryce Young. I could hear it.
I watched him yesterday. I really labbed it. So it was like, I got to figure out what to do with him.
Devin McCourty, here's a quick one, okay? Yes. Says Bailey Zappi, Mac Jones debate split the Patriots locker room. Hot news or not news?
It's hot news because we suspected.
Same,
like,
dude, look at that. Don't tell me those are two different people. Come on.
It's like looking at Eli Manning and Daniel Jones.
Kimberly. It's like looking at Madden when they have to do the fake players back in the day, right? So they make them look exactly the little differences. It's the same dude.
No, it is hot news because I think McCourty just gave credence to what we all sort of suspected. Like, is there any? The pages just did not look right. And now we have one reason why.
Well, it was hot news because I think I said this on our show a year ago, that Zappi should be the starting quarterback and Mac Jones should be chilling. And I kind of, you know, I've been in a few locker rooms myself. So I know what players think and feel like when it's rolling the way it's supposed to roll and what it looked like. I understand we packaged Mac Jones up. I get it. His rookie year. Oh, he went to the Pro Bowl. 80% completion percentage. Come on, man. When you really break down the film and you watch it, you can't tell me that Zappi wasn't a better quarterback for them than Mac Jones a year ago. Yeah. There's nothing you can tell me.
It's hot news. Comes back down to the foundation for me, Max. I never question Bill Belichick, the head coach. I just question Bill Belichick, sometimes the guy who drafts players.
It is hot news that they look exactly alike, and no one's talking about this. It's when the graphics get better in this video game, they can make them look more different. But look at those. Jay, do you look more like Curtis Granderson than these two look alike?
No, these two look
like
I want to see Jay and Curtis Granderson side by side next to these two.
In the Yankee clubhouse talking to Curtis Granderson. Oh, my God. That's
the same.
Side by side.
Guys, that's two. That's the same guy. Two different pictures.
It's so annoying. And him and I joke about it all the time. We call each other twins.
That's pretty good.
That was Hot News or Not News with the great Kimberly Martin.
What's up, Kim? Where you going this weekend? What's cracking? You got the braids and stuff. You got the twisties. You got the twisties. You going somewhere? Yeah, man.
Don't worry with where I'm going, Keith. Okay. I will not be seeing you. That's not anything for you.
I might be at the same island. You just never know.
Is it Super Bowl or bust for Rodgers and the Jets, KJM?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Is it Super Bowl or bust for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets?
Yeah, Super Bowl or bust. Why would you go get Aaron Rodgers? There were other quarterback options out there if you just wanted to just hang out and make a playoff appearance. They're doing this when it gets done to make a run at the Super Bowl over the next 2 years. So you damn Skippy. It's boom or bust. Skippy. Sound like an old man.
One of the beats that gets me the hypest.
Who's ever. The black sheep?
Come on, what? Man. this thing came out. New York went wild. High school. Taking me back to high school. Black sheep. Robert Griffin III, ESPN football analyst, former NFL quarterback, 2011 Heisman Trophy winner. What's up, RG3?
What's up? What's up? Appreciate you guys having me on.
Did you say during the break that you just got back from throwing with Bryce Young?
I did.
How was that?
Oh, it was phenomenal.
What did it look like?
It looked like what it looked like on tape. You know, just cool, calm, collective, poise, very calm feet, active arm, extremely confident. I really enjoyed that experience, being out there with him, kind of getting to spend a day in his shoes and, you know, really get a chance to know what makes him who he is. So we're going to do a little special on that, and I'm excited about that.
How tall are you, RG?
I am 6'2 and a half.
So where do you measure up to? Like, where? Nose, mouth, like no shoulders.
His height at the combine is what it was.
I know,
right?
But you know, you sometimes like. Let's be honest, about like
it is what it is.
As athletes, so I understand it is what it is. But yeah. You see guys on TV, or you watch guys on the field. But when you actually get up next to him, like, oh, okay, like you're a little bit, or like the body frame looks different, or
it's not so much the height.
When
as
you
the,
see it, it's different.
It's not so much the height, but when you were around him, did you get the sense that he was thick enough, right? Like he was mesomorphic enough to play in the NFL.
Talking about a guy's thickness right now.
But listen, hey,
so for me, I actually had an opportunity
to
be.
Robert, it's a morning show. Go ahead. Yes,
I understand. Yes, you got to get up in the morning. It is what it is.
He started it.
Max started it. But anyway.
There is a show on this network called Get Up. Go ahead.
That is true.
Hey, crazy.
I had an opportunity to meet Bryce at the Heisman a year ago. So the size difference from then when he won the Heisman to now is night and day. He's really put in a lot of work to make sure that as we're getting worse here, the girth that he has, he's bigger. He's a bigger guy now. But at the end of the day, he's been the size that he has been his entire life. Everyone's doubted him about his height, about his size, his frame, and he still went in the SEC and threw 47 touchdowns as a first-year starter and then 32 last year. So for me, his size doesn't really matter, but being there next to him and watching him work and go through all the stuff that he does to become the player that he's become, it really makes you respect his game and everything that he's been through to this point.
So we've been talking about the New York Jets and
it was tough getting through that, but we got through it.
I'm sorry.
You're all right. You're on the record. He's girthy enough. That's the main thing. That's what you said. Listen,
that's what
one thing
said.
You got to realize, RG3, when you come on this show, you've got to just ignore Max at times and Jay. When they start saying certain things, you got to power through it, man. You got to power through it.
Key, you're right. You're right.
All right. Rodgers to the Jets, right? That's going to happen. What is a success for this team? Like, what threshold? Key is saying Super Bowl or bust. I'm saying if you get one bite at the apple, you got to win a playoff game. That's like a wash, right? After that, you start getting credit. What about you?
I can't look at him straight.
No, I mean, I don't even think Super Bowl or bust is the right way to say it. That might be an understatement. Because Rodgers, you're getting him for 1 year, maybe two. He's been contemplating and whether or not he's going to retire for the past couple of years. It's unbelievable to me how similar his story and Brett Favre's story is.
Right.
But if you go get Rodgers, you know, they're saying they want a first-round pick plus a player plus whatever, whatever. I wouldn't do that. You don't mortgage your future to go get Aaron Rodgers. You mortgage your future to go get a guy like Lamar Jackson. If you're gonna give up a first-round pick, just give up two, go sign Lamar Jackson. You're going to get him for 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, that's true. You're 100% correct.
Exactly. With Aaron Rodgers, you're getting him for 1 year, maybe 2 years. And I like Rodgers, the player. I think that he might be a little misunderstood, and he's added to a little bit of that with everything that he has done. But that roster with the Jets, they're ready to win now. Whether they have Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson, they're ready to win now.
Yeah, there's no question he's eccentric, RG3, for sure. But I'm not giving up, and I said this to Jay and Damon Woody, I think it was, I'm not giving up any first-round picks. You can just forget that.
Yeah.
If you want a 3 and a 4, a 2 and a 3, a 2, a 4 and a 5, and maybe a player in return, and you can have Zach Wilson or whatever, we can do all that. But I'm not giving up my first-round pick at 13th overall. It's not going to happen.
No.
So let's not even have that conversation.
He's so generous. I'll throw in Zach Wilson. It's okay.
Well, I mean, you might. You
I
might
didn't
get
want to
Zach
part
Wilson.
With him, but okay, you could take Zach Wilson.
You might get Zach Wilson. Look, man, as much as we jump around on Zach Wilson all the time, he did win games in the National Football League. He has completed passes. Doesn't mean that he's going to be a future. He may be a lifetime backup, but he has some value to some degree. Yeah. You know,
RG. So why this infatuation with Aaron Rodgers then?
Right.
Like if we've been saying this, Max and I've been talking about this from the beginning. Like if Lamar Jackson, this situation has happened in Baltimore, mm-hmm. where you feel it. Everybody knows what it is.
Why?
Then why not? Even with the relationship between Joe Douglas and upper brass over, why not put all your eggs in that? Try to go towards Lamar Jackson if that's going to give you longevity over the span of time.
I think for the Jets and their brass, like at this point in time, it's about elongating their career there in New York. So if you're going to go try to win a Super Bowl with one guy, they're going to put all their eggs in the basket of Aaron Rodgers because he's been there and he's done that. Right? I've seen Lamar Jackson live for 3 years as his teammate. The guy is unbelievable. I don't know why they're not going after Lamar as hard as they're going after Aaron Rodgers. But I can understand with bringing in Nathaniel Hackett and Robert Saleh, this whole dilemma that they've had with Zach Wilson has really hurt their future earnings. And coaches and organizational members, they're more focused on how can I get from this year to the next 5 years? And if Rodgers is available, they believe he can make that happen. If they fail with Rodgers, they ultimately fell altogether.
Let me tell you, RG3, you say you don't know why, right? They're not diving all in head first with Lamar.
Right.
You want to know why?
Don't tell me.
It's because Joe Douglas and Ozzie Newsome, they got a 10, 12-year relationship.
That's true.
Like, that's my guy.
Yep.
So me and you, we guys.
Yeah.
So if you call me and you say, hey, Keith, you know, I'm having a problem with this receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants X amount of money, but we're not there yet. And I know you need a receiver. just stay out of it. Don't, Key, just stay out of it.
So, Key, that sounds like the C word.
Stay out
collusion.
Of it.
That sounds like collusion.
Sure does.
Well, but Ozzie Newsome, if you know Ozzie Newsome like Douglas, you already know that Ozzie Newsome is not letting Lamar walk.
They're sending emails, man. They're talking, you know, it's not.
They're not sending emails. They're not on the phone making sure there's no written message. They're not leaving a paper
trail. He's not going to let him walk, though. Yeah. So for me to get involved in your stuff, it makes no point. I'm losing time on what I really need, which is Aaron Rodgers. I'm messing around with Lamar when I know good and damn well you're not going to let Lamar leave the building. Lamar, so why am I even getting involved?
Lamar Jackson had a fourth quarter lead in every single game he played this year.
Yeah.
That means if you have Lamar Jackson, even with nobody on your team,
yes,
you can beat anybody.
100%.
But when you got a stacked team, see, RG3, I have to explain this to you because I have insight into what it is to be a running quarterback in the NFL. and so I'm trying to explain this to you. I hope you're listening.
I'm listening.
And now you can take this knowledge to the next show that you're gonna RG3, ladies and gentlemen. Football analyst now at ESPN, 2011 Heisman Trophy winner. And when I say he was unstoppable in Washington before the injury, oh, my God.
No, not God, Washington. Baylor. I mean, start
I mean, I already said Heisman Trophy winner. I'm just saying as a Giants fan, man, that Washington team wasn't that good, but we couldn't beat them because already, like, oh, come on, man. You can't do anything with this guy.
Hey, look, Max, only if he didn't have those damn braids.
That's what did it.
But I fixed my hair. So
that's what did it. Why didn't you listen to all the people who said lose the braids?
That is true.
Lose the braids.
They were bullying me a lot back then. I'm not saying bullying works because it doesn't. But I fixed my hair and we're all good now.
I hope I've now explained to you the value of a quarterback like Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
And now you can take that going forward. All right. Is it time to panic in New England when it comes to the Pats? They ain't got Lamar Jackson. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance.
Boom.
When are we done giving Bill Belichick a pass, man? Up.
What?
You heard what I said.
Man, come on, man. You want to know why Bill Belichick ain't been on the show?
That's okay. It's up to him. Listen,
we don't need everybody on the show.
Listen, if he can't handle the truth, he demands players take accountability, look themselves in the mirror, do self-evaluation. He's got to do the same thing.
Man,
he has now had one playoff win.
Well, he had two.
No. One, Key. One. In 9 seasons without Tom Brady in the NFL as a head coach.
Stop, I'm just saying. Man. Y'all need to
it
stop.
It is what it is.
Why are you saying y'all? I didn't say anything.
No, I wasn't talking about you, okay? I would say Jay. That's not what I said.
Just say y'all.
Meaning people like Max.
No, people
separate yourself, Jason.
Handsome people, in other words.
Be more specific, Key.
Devin McCourty, former Patriot safety on WEEI. This is from, what is this now? 1 week ago today. Listen to this.
I think player-wise, I think there was enough trust that, like, hey, we're going to put the best guy out there. But I think the struggles on offense always turned into, I think there were some guys that are in the locker room like, all right, let's go with Zappy. All right, no, Mac looked good today. It was just a back and forth, which to me spoke more about what we had on offense than the quarterback. Like, we just were never, we never were solidified as an offensive group that guys had full confidence in anything we were doing.
All right, so there was a little confusion about who's going to be the starter, Zappe or Mack, right?
Well, I think it has something to do with everything on offense, like you said. The quarterbacks, the offensive play callers, they never were confident about what they were going to do on offense. But it leads back to when you look at the Z-man, as I said before, it's just something about when you can tell as a player, especially a skill position player that played with many quarterbacks. Zappe, just his delivery was different. The ball came out different. He just looked different. And you could tell there was a little bit of a confidence boost from an offensive standpoint when he was in there underneath the center, opposed to Mac Jones. It made it feel and seem as though that when Mac Jones stepped in the huddle, it was kind of like, all right, whatever.
This to me is like you're picking between two things that are just okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like either one of them have the upside where you're like, yeah, that could be like, this is the caliber of quarterback that we need in order to win a Super Bowl. And I know at the end of the day, people are going to say, well, you know, it's the system. Bill Belichick's system is what can get you there. But in today's high-scoring, octane offensive league that we're in with the NFL, like we're comparing two guys who are decent, not anybody like, well, who's like next level.
I would say that I don't know if Zappe can lead him to a Super Bowl or deep run the play. I have no idea. But I could tell you, just like I looked at Brock Purdy, and I could tell you, say, it's something about the difference. You can look at them and tell when they drop back and they let the ball go and it's out of their hands. What? And when they come into the huddle and they're barking out the play call, there's something about that the confidence level rises on the offensive side of the ball when certain guys are in. Now,
can they win a Super Bowl?
I mean, they got winning the Super Bowl takes a lot, man. I'm not about to pin down these quarterbacks.
Winning a playoff game. How about playoff game?
Well, first of all, I don't know what the roster looks like yet, but
well, Belichick's in charge of that too, Key. Like, you got to win a playoff game, man. You
want the roster?
You want to talk about pressure around the league? Belichick got to win a playoff game,
I guess. I mean, look, they got to stabilize a lot. They got to stabilize the quarterback position. Now they got Bill O'Brien there. I think that'll they got a play caller. They bring in Juju Smith-Schuster, who essentially is a better version of Jacoby Myers. They get Gesicki from the Miami Dolphins at the tight end spot. So they're trying to build this offense back up. I think the biggest key, damn the quarterbacks, was getting Bill O'Brien. Because having your old coach and Joe Judge and Matt Patricia try to figure out the offensive side of the ball, that wasn't going to work. They did the smart thing by bringing in a guy who has experience at calling plays and know exactly what to look for. You know, follow the money, though, Jay, when you start talking about quarterback starting. They drafted a guy in the first round versus a guy that they didn't draft. Yeah. Follow the money.
No, I understand it. I still don't think Mac Jones is the guy.
Me neither.
Like, but at the end of the day, who does that fall upon? Key? Like, it feels like
Zappe was better when he played last year. Like, yeah, it's more or less Zappe's a little bit better.
It feels like, you know, sometimes in teams, a lot of hands are
Bill O'Brien.
A lot of fingers are being pointed when a team is going through a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
and it just feels like now
better.
This offseason, a lot of those same fingers that have been pointed at different teammates or different assistant coaches are now going back to Bill Belichick.
Yes.
Saying, what are we doing, Bill?
Here, let me make it real simple.
What are we doing?
It's now entering year, what, four since Brady left? Win a single playoff game. Just win one. Will the Grizzlies benefit from Ja missing the last few weeks? Will they benefit, KJM?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.